Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Mo, big news from the White House, so big it played on the front page of the New York Times and prominently in the Washington Post on Thursday. It turns out the president is doing what, surprisingly early in his term?
Well, he's not washing that gray right out of his hair.
He's not. He's going gray. I guess because those papers are too dignified to talk about the Bachelor finale. Both of them spent time examining whether or not the president's hair is turning gray. And if so, whether or not this is happening at an accelerated rate. The answer, in their inquiries, is who cares? We're all still too distracted by his dreamy eye.
Now, I understand this. A lot of people don't know it, but I'm an elected official in the town of Dummerston, Vermont.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm on the Board of Selectmen. Was first elected 4 years ago, and a lot of people have noticed my hair gray in the years
the
since
The job then. Takes a lot out of you.
It does, and I was recently reelected, in fact, just this past Tuesday. And the pressures of the office come to bear. I mean, for instance, you're in the post office, and a resident will come up to you and say that she has a neighbor's dog pooping on her lawn. And you say something appropriate, and then she says, Andy's pooping in the town cemetery. And then you walk around the rest of the day with this image of a dog pooping in a graveyard in your head. So that's just one example. Now, can you imagine what the dogs in Barack Obama's head are doing?
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
That's right, yeah. You know,
he's walking around with the image of Rush Limbaugh pooping in a cemetery.
Yeah,
it's hard. It's tough to shake that out of you.
Duty calls.
Yeah, stop. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and LendingTree, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com. CSX working to reduce traffic and pollution by carrying the load of 280 trucks by rail. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And Angie's List, providing first-hand consumer reviews on local service. Like plumbers, painters, movers, and now doctors. Details at AngiesList.com. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR, National Public Radio.